Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. Today we have got a power-packed show for you. If you are interested in being an educated layperson, wanting to know how to make sure you continue to enjoy wellness, or if you have concerns about your own physical stamina, what preventative positioning do you take with supplementation, etc.? Well, we have got a wonderful guest, Shane Ellison, who has just come out with a book that I think is absolutely incredible and a must-have for the library. It's called Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. You can take charge of your health. How about 30 days? And there are 10 life-saving supplements costing under $10 a month that you can have on your agenda for wellness, and we're going to tell you about some of those today. Shane Ellison, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Thanks for that fantastic introduction. I appreciate it.
Shane, I would like to ask you, do you mind if I call you Shane?
Nope, that's perfect.
Okay. Shane, I want my listeners to know that you have been nicknamed the People's Chemist. You have a website of thepeopleschemist.com, and you like educating people, which is something I have a passion for, so I really respect this. You have a Bachelor of Science in Biology from Fort Lewis College, and you have a Master's in Organic Chemistry from Northern Arizona University. You've written some other books, and you've been involved with a number of publications, putting out various articles. This is something, when I received your material and I started reading it, I thought, this is a breath of fresh air, because it is coming from a chemist's understanding. And through the years, I've often encouraged many of my clients who have faced various physical challenges to always talk with a pharmacist, because many times physicians don't have an understanding of chemistry, whereas the pharmacists usually do, and they have been so helpful to me through the years, some more than others. And this has proven to be very useful, but you really have gone the extra mile, as far as I'm concerned, with your information. How is it that you developed such a passion for chemistry? Most people, when they think of taking chemistry in school, they just go groan, groan, moan, moan. How can I fake it till I make it? And as soon as it's over, they get away from it. You just love this.
Yeah, you can tell from reading the book, I do have a passion for chemistry. I also have a passion for health. And, you know, that's what initially drove me to become a medicinal chemist and work for Big Pharma. But my passion, you know, working for Big Pharma, my passion really wasn't being used to its fullest extent, because I was designing drugs that were shown to be riskier than the disease that they were trying to or attempting to treat. So that's when I decided to write Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, because it was a really good way for me to use my passion to educate people. I think that, you know, if done properly, everybody can understand the basics of chemistry and can use that understanding to live healthier and at the same time pay a lot less to live longer.
Now, you brought up something that's significant. And there's two points I'd like to cover here. I know of individuals who, with their medications, are paying anywhere from $300 to $600 a month for medicine. And so they try to order stuff through Canada. When you try to talk to some of these people about nutrition, they become paralyzed with fear because they think it's going to create problems. On the other hand, we have a supplement industry, which there are many good companies, but many people will go, they'll read the labels, they may understand what's on those labels with supplements, And at the same time, they say, do I really understand? How do I know that I'm getting the right stuff? And we're, this is very important. So
mm-hmm.
with people that are on medications, let's take two segments. With people that are on medication, as a pharmacist, these supplements that you talk about in your book, they're not going to be a detriment to them, are they?
No, they're not. They're not going to be a detriment at all. They can, you know, in many cases, they can help the patient who's taking a given compound, a given prescription drug, and they can help lower the dose, which is going to offset the negative side effects. I think you're right when you say that people get confused. I mean, there's far too many supplements out there, and there's far too many supplement hucksters who are selling scams. So it's really hard. You get paralyzed looking at all the different options you have with supplements. But no, you know, there's no supplements that are going to accidentally kill you out there, and people need to understand that. And they're right in thinking that they need to understand more about how it's going to affect them internally. And that's exactly what the book does.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why I was so impressed with it. I love the fact that right off at the beginning of your book, you said your wife, you two were in the store, and I thought, boy, this guy's smart. He's talking about his wife right off the bat. And she made a comment to you saying, after you're walking through a particular store, look at all these supplements. I mean, you have aisles of these supplements,
yeah.
And they're all a bunch of crap. And you said, no, they're not. They're a good supplements here that are very inexpensive that can enhance people's health. And you put a challenge to her because apparently she wasn't doing very much with supplementation. And you said, if you'll follow what I recommend, you're going to feel better in a month.
Yep, that's exactly where the 30 days came from. You know, they were just so inexpensive. They're literally, you know, $3, $4, $5, $6. And to her, it seemed like it was just too good to be true. But then I reminded her, as I remind my readers, that, you know, these things aren't being made in the lab. You don't have to pay a group of chemists to discover it. They're simply coming out of the earth, coming out of the ground, and you're encapsulating them. And at the same time, you're bottling them. It's very inexpensive to produce this stuff. And of course, then on the flip side, a lot of people will say, well, there's no studies documenting the safety and efficacy of these supplements. And I'm really quick to remind people that, you know, prescription drugs are not made out of thin air. Prescription drugs, the design and discovery comes from Mother Nature. Every prescription
yes.
drug has a safer, more effective counterpart that comes from nature. And if we just use the natural counterpart as at the very least, the first line of defense, then we can usually save our money and gain our health at the same time.
I look at what's going on in our world today. We have such an upheaval relative to health care, and there is a lot of the mystique regarding physicians about wellness that has begun to dissipate. And the business of wellness is growing by leaps and bounds because more and more people are saying, I am going to have to be responsible here. I don't want someone else dictating to me. And so they're being more assertive in their own self-education. But I think it's very difficult sometimes to get past that mentality of, gee, especially when you hear it on television 50 gazillion times a day, talk with your doctor before you take a supplement. Give me a break, for heaven's sake. The doctors aren't educated in nutrition, are they?
No, that was, you know, the education of nutrition was removed from the medical school approximately 90 years ago. You read these labels, you hear these commercials about talk to your doctor. It's absurd because, of course, the doctor doesn't know anything about it, but he's not going to admit that. At the same time, he's going to simply discount the supplement. So you really do have to take charge of your health. Like you said, you have to be your own advocate, and I call it patient power. You got to get educated about wellness, and you got to make your own decisions because ultimately it's your own life. If we keep, you know, following doctor's orders like we have been, we're not going to get anywhere. And we spend more money than anybody in the world. We use 50% of the entire world's drug supply, and yet when it comes to the most industrialized nations, we're the sickest.
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd. So we need to change our mindset. We need to shatter some of our own belief systems and start getting educated. And, you know, you called me earlier before the show. You told me how much you liked the book. That meant a lot to me. But it shows that that's what this book is doing, is it's empowering people and it's educating people.
You have two words that you used, nutrient logic. I like those two words. And I want to bring up what you have. In fact, I'm looking at the book right now. You said for thousands of years, diseases like scurvy, pellagra, beriberi, rickets ravaged millions of people. And in the early 1900s, Nobel Prize-winning scientists, people who believed in nutrient logic and had a flair for the scientific method, discovered that these pandemic killers were caused by rampant nutrient deficiencies, not infectious agents. Now, those are pretty powerful terms, but that's the truth. Scurvy, Lyme. The English started using that. Cabbage, mm-hmm. You know, sauerkraut. Things
exactly.
Like this that could be kept that would give nutrients. And then you have rickets, cod liver oil. We have got such a plethora of information that's suddenly been rediscovered about vitamin D. Big deal, you get it from the sun. Well, if you're not in the sun, if you're in a climate like I'm in the Pacific Northwest where there's a great deal of gray, then you need to have more vitamin D maybe than someone down in California. And that comes from cod liver oil. That was
exactly.
Given. It's very simple. It's not complicated.
It comes from cod liver oil. That's the best source of vitamin D. And you're talking about some fantastic natural sources of nutrient that adhere to nutrient logic.
You've talked about vitamin C. That's from citrus fruits. We just mentioned that for scurvy. Niacin, nutritional yeast. Beriberi was treated with thiamine. That came from rice bran. Then you bring up something I found fascinating, and I wanted you to comment about it. Cholera. We have a situation in Haiti right now that is so devastating. There is just, I don't know how in the world, even with every nation in the world that was in a position to contribute, they could contribute. The devastation is so extreme, involving millions of people. Here you've got something where cholera can hit so badly because of polluted waters. And you say that cholera can be treated with salt, sugar, and water. What kind of a recipe is that? I've never heard of that.
Can you believe it? It's quite phenomenal. It actually prevents the body from losing all of its water, and ultimately that's how the disease kills. And it works fantastically. It's been highlighted in the New England Journal of Medicine. Again, it's just simple nutrient logic, but it's so inexpensive, it usually flies under the radar, of course, of government and big pharma. But it's a known treatment, and in fact, it's the best treatment we have today.
So what is it like for a gallon of water? How much sugar would you put in? How much salt?
You know, it's very simple. As long as you can taste the sugar and as long as you can taste the salt in there, it's going to work wonders. When you take in the salt and you take in the sugar, it actually causes the body to produce something known as ADH, or antidiuretic hormone. So what you're doing is you're tapping into your body's own internal pharmacy so that it can prevent or ward off illness. And by producing antidiuretic hormone, or ADH, this hormone protects the body from dehydration, which usually can result from, you know, consuming all the different pathogens that come in the contaminated water supply.
Well, it makes sense to me. I know with babies that are starving, when there have been emergency situations throughout the world, rice water. You boil rice and you feed them the what you'd call the rice milk. That's what it's called, but it's not as milky. It's very thin. It's a very thin kind of a liquid, and babies then have a chance of survival just from that little bit of nutrient. But the salt, when you go into the hospital, you have to have a saline solution so you don't dehydrate. Sugar, that's an automatic catalyst that gives you glucose that goes right to the brain, and then your water. So you have all of those components, but I've never heard that about cholera. So if anybody's listening that has relatives in Haiti, or you want to know about something that could help a lot of people quickly, there is a recipe. We've got something going right now, and it would help for any place in the world where there is devastation here, because hydration is so utterly, utterly important. Now, you bring up so many informational points regarding various supplements. One is called, and I've never heard of this one, curcumin. curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. Tell us a little bit about that. That's not a familiar one to me.
It's pretty phenomenal. Curcumin, I also refer to it as a family or a host of molecules known as curcuminoids. And this family of molecules comes from the spice turmeric. And MD Anderson Center began studying this about 20 years ago for its ability to fight cancer. And interestingly enough, without getting too complicated, cancer cells have these transcription factors. And unlike healthy cells, these transcription factors help cancer cells grow as if they were on steroids. But the curcuminoids actually go and they attack these transcription factors among the cancer cells, and it ignites something known as cell suicide. In other words, these cancerous cells, once this happens, simply commit suicide and eradicate themselves from the body. And at the same time, healthy cells are left completely alone. So this is much different than if you were taking chemotherapy, where chemotherapy or traditional chemotherapy targets all cells and it kills healthy cells. Whereas if you use curcuminoids, you're just attacking the cancer cells. And it works fantastically well. I think a recent study showed that it can reduce cancer rates by up to 70%.
Oh, my goodness. That's
now,
incredible.
We looked at all the turmeric supplements on the market, and you know, every supplement discussed in over-the-counter natural cures was tested using state-of-the-art chemistry methods. And we found that Jarrow brand Curcumin 95 actually had 5 times the potency compared to other nutritional supplements in that class. So, you know, it's not just a matter of finding the right supplement. It's also a matter of making sure that that supplement has what the label says it's supposed to have. And also, you want to ensure that it's not contaminated with things like heavy metals or bacterial or viral infection.
Yes, and that's something, there are supplements I know, because I've experienced this, that have come in from China and from other areas, and they may even have a label on it saying, maybe a trace of lead in this, and this type of thing. So
mm-hmm.
it's something we really do need to be conscious. Now, your website, thepeopleschemist.com, also has these listings, so people can learn about them. Let's talk about ALA, because this is something... I'm going to be having a guest coming up on this who's been dedicated to this for years, the alpha-lipoic acid. It is absolutely amazing what you came out with it, because when I was reading this, I said, oh, well, gee whiz, I've read about this, and it's very good for the heart, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, wow, I like your version really well. It's going to keep me from getting wrinkles. Yo, I'll go for that. Thank you very much. Hey, ladies, listen up. And, guys, if you want to keep your face smooth, this is a good thing to do. But, ladies, this is something to pay attention to. Tell us about ALA.
Alpha-lipoic acid is phenomenal at, you know, reducing the amount of wrinkles that we have, or actually slowing the physical aging process. And it works directly on collagen. Because it is a fat-soluble molecule, it can penetrate the skin, and it can prevent what I term in the book oxygen shock. If we get too much oxygen, we get too many free radicals, and the collagen, which is basically holding the integrity of the skin firm and taut, can fall apart. That integrity, that collagen, can break apart, and it's technically known as cross-linking. But if we take alpha-lipoic acid and we're getting enough of it, we can prevent that cross-linking that happens as a result of excess oxygen-free radicals. And it works well. You know, they started studying it early on with mice by exposing mice to sun and monitoring the aging process on their skin. But if you supplement with alpha-lipoic acid, it slowed that process considerably.
Also, something that people need to be aware of is that there are myths that have been perpetuated on so many levels that are now being blasted to the moon because we have the technology to verify certain things. Turmeric, I mean, there have been cultures, Ayurveda has had an understanding
mm-hmm.
of how, you know, how valuable herbs are. And it's true. Everything chemically that is produced, whether it's aspirin, or it is even chemotherapy, which, by the way, there is a mustard gas background on chemotherapy and radiation treatments, and that's just hair-raising as far as I'm concerned because of the toxicity. But you have, if you do the backstepping to find out where things originate, they all have to originate in Mother Nature. It all is chemistry.
Chemistry of Mother Nature, exactly. And the drug industry is pretty keen on trying to copy that and then sell us these what I call Franken-chemicals or these synthetic counterparts, and people are falling for it. I mean, if you look at vitamin E today or beta-carotene sold in a pill form, even the pill forms of vitamin D, all of these things are made by Big Pharma, and they're disguising them as vitamins, and they're shoving them down America's throat, usually in the name of supplementation, or worse, in the name of fortification, and I'm speaking specifically on cereals. And I'm glad that you spoke about cod liver oil because it is the natural source of vitamin D, and it should be the only source of vitamin D. You should not be getting your vitamin D in a solid form or in a pill form. And the same goes with the vitamin E and the beta carotenes. All of these are synthetic mimics, and they cause huge amounts of free radicals, and in many cases have been shown to increase cancer rates by up to 30%.
Oh, now that is a little bit upsetting. Now, when someone's looking for natural vitamin E, what do they look for? Because we have a lot of, what do we call them, the box stores that will have all kinds of supplementations. Now, we can go to your website, right, to find out which are natural?
Yeah, overthecounternaturalcures.com or thepeopleschemist.com. You can get a free chapter of the book, and I talk about how you can get the studies. You know, as far as how to look for the natural sources of, say, vitamin E is particularly hard because we've tested many products that claim to be natural vitamin E. But when you look at it under modern-day chemistry methods, it's just simply synthetic vitamin D, which is why we give the free report or the lab studies to all of our readers free of charge so that they can learn how to read these things and make sense of them so that they can get the right supplements. You know, in the book, I talk about the vast benefits of folic acid, but I also talk about the natural source of folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're taking folic acid in supplement form, again, you're getting a Franken chemical. And it's notorious, folic acid, synthetic, is notorious at causing increased risk of cancer.
Interesting.
But yet folic acid is being pushed just like vitamin D for everything under the sun. Again, because this is the drug industry who's behind this push of disguising vitamins or disguising drugs as vitamins.
Fascinating information. Now, I wanted to bring out some points that you had in the book because I know some of my listeners are going to say, oh, my goodness, I've heard so much about supplementation, I just don't know what to take. Now, you say the right supplement should be backed by science and years of successful use. It should also not be adulterated with fillers such as sugar, artificial flavors, soy or vegetable oil, and preservatives. And the right supplement has verifiable purity via certificate of analysis, which is a COA, to prove that it doesn't have any adulterants. And also you say the right supplement is manufactured under good manufacturing practices approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The right supplement provides the proper natural form of a plant, herb, or nutrient as warranted by science. All too often, what you just said, supplement formulations use incorrect and inferior isolates or ratios or even synthetic mimics. And you just got through talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
You said the right supplement targets a specific action like reduction of inflammation causing molecules to elicit a positive reaction, reduced risk of heart disease, and it will not. The right supplement will not interfere with commonly used drugs or cause risky interactions, and within 30 days, you should feel different. Now, we've talked about five. We've talked about curcumin. We've talked about turmeric. We've talked about ALA. Let's talk about hawthorn.
Fantastic supplement, one of my favorites. Hawthorn was initially used by athletes, endurance athletes specifically, who wanted to increase oxygen intake as well as oxygen absorption. Because if you can increase oxygen absorption and intake, you're going to have increased endurance, obviously, because you're delivering oxygen to the muscles, and muscles can boost their production of adenosine triphosphate, or simply their energy, their primary source of fuel. But if you're suffering from heart disease or heart failure, you can use Hawthorne as well. You don't have to be an elite athlete, because Hawthorne, not only is it going to work to increase oxygen, help you breathe better, but it also helps your arteries, veins, and capillaries compensate for any type of inflammation you have, which is going to help ward off heart attack and stroke, because it's going to open up those arteries, veins, and capillaries so that you're not at risk for a blockage. Mm-hmm. And Hawthorne, I think monthly use is going to cost about $4 with the supplement that I recommended.
Yes, and your new book, you mentioned specific brand names. You have this also, again, on your website, thepeopleschemist.com, or overthecounternaturalcures.com. One of the aspects of information that I found out in your book that was fascinating, and I had had a previous researcher, Dr. Barry Tan, on a short time ago, and he said the same thing. When you're taking vitamins, you need to understand you have your water-soluble vitamins and you have your fat-soluble vitamins. And if you're taking fat-soluble vitamins, you need to have fat in your diet. A fat-free diet is unhealthy, and you're not, if you're taking supplements, you're not going to be absorbing them. And so you bring out some good points that we need to eat more fat. You're talking about beef, seeds, nuts, butter, avocados, eggs, coconut oil, and fish. And
exactly.
If you have that when you're taking your vitamins, then you're going to find that they're going to be absorbed and they're going to go to work for you.
Yeah, if you're on a low fat diet, your body is simply going to discard the nutrients that you're taking in, the fat soluble nutrients. Those things have, most nutrients need a carrier, and that carrier is the healthy fats from the foods you just discussed. So in the book, I talk about different dietary habits and the ones that work and the ones that don't work.
Yes, and I love it how you've taught your little daughter that if it tastes sweet, spit it out.
Yeah, unless it's your birthday.
Yeah, unless it's your birthday. If it tastes sweet, spit it out. Because, and I know this, I have found myself, when I go for long periods where I've not had anything with a high sugar level other than fruit, then when I go to have it, if it's highly concentrated, then it's like I want more than what I ever had. So there is that part of us that can become very addicted to sugar. And I love your information about the corn syrup, how it is one of those things that we should not be using in food preparation, period. And when we buy products, we need to read the labels and not use the corn syrup. Why is that?
Yeah, you got to get rid of the corn syrup because it's going to accelerate the aging process, hands down. There's a reaction discovered in 1914 by a French chemist by the name of Maillard. He found that with high fructose corn syrup, that it's going to react in the bloodstream with nearby amino acids. And when they react, a new compound is formed. It's known as an advanced glycated end product, obviously aptly named, because this new age product or advanced glycated end product works like a knife carving clay by scarring the coronary arteries. At the same time, it can penetrate the skin, cause excess wrinkling, and of course, with scarring or inflammation within the arteries, you suffer or risk heart attack and stroke.
Well, I'll tell you, Shane, this book is so informative, and the fact that you're taking this positioning and putting things up on your website for research papers, etc., this is a must-have, a must-add to your library. And ladies, I don't know about you, but I'm all in favor of being wrinkle-free. And when I'm 95, I want somebody looking at me and going, yo, girl, what did you do to yourself? You said plastic surgery? Mm-mm, no, honey, I look good because I'm taking care of myself. Vanity prevails when it comes to wrinkles. Thank you very much. Shane Ellison has been my guest. Go to his website, The People's, and that's plural, thepeopleschemist.com or over-the-counter natural cures. He backs up his information with specific details. There's research documents you can go into. Do yourself a favor. Take charge. Be the boss of your own wellness. Shane, again, thank you so much for being my guest today. It's a pleasure.
Great show. I really appreciate being here.
It's been wonderful. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Lots of good things to share with you when we come back. Don't go anywhere. More's coming. Donna's here. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Wasn't that amazing? It is so exciting to me when I have guests on and they have a level of expertise that I don't have or someone else doesn't have and they can back it up. So be sure you check out Shane Ellison's website, thepeopleschemist.com. Why not use resources that can assist you in making your decisions? You're the boss, so do it for yourself. By the way, if you want to call in and chat with me, here is the toll-free number to call in to, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And, of course, after that, then I will give you whatever information I perceive. And then you can ask me a question about anything that you like. So the telephone lines are now open, 888-815-9756. Now, a couple of things that I want to mention before I move along with some of the material I have for this afternoon. One, I am putting together a book. It's going to be about stories of paranormal experiences. And if you have a story that you would like to share with me, you'll get full credit in the book. All you need to do is send it to me via email to Donna@DelphiInternational.com, or you can send it snail mail to the Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. You can go to my website, DelphiInternational.com. You'll find all of the contact information there as well. But the reason I want to put this book together, and we're working on some other projects right now, so it's going to be over a year, I'm wanting to collect about 100 stories. And it can be about out-of-body, near-death experiences, dream experiences, precognition, clairaudience, clairsentience, you know, whatever has been your experience, I really would like to know about it, because I feel in publishing the book, it gives people that maybe have had experiences that have never known who to talk to about it, a feeling like they're not alone in this world, and they won't be as afraid. They need to know that this is something that happens to other people. So, again, that's what I would love to let you know about. I know we've got a caller on the line. Quick like a bunny before I go to that first caller. I also want to let you know, for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, the Northwest Women's Show is coming up the last weekend in March. And I'm going to be having a booth there. We are also going to have on Friday, the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th, I believe, are the dates of the show. And we are going to be having some phenomenal speakers that I'm going to be bringing in on the Friday of the show. So we'll be filling you in with all of that information. It looks like I'm going to be going to Alaska in March. And we've got a couple of radio shows that are going to be coming up this month that are with some other stations. I'll be telling you about which ones I'll be on. So there's just all of this action exploding. It just is absolutely amazing. This year's going to be a dynamic one, so I'll keep you informed. Let's go to our first caller, show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
From New York.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you, dear. Can you speak up?
From New York.
From New York, and what's your first name?
Benny? Yes.
All right, Benny. Wonderful. Hope you're keeping nice and warm there in New York City.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good. Well, Benny, the first thing I'm looking at is a legal document, and I'm seeing you going over this legal document very, very carefully. And before you take it to someone else to review, you're going to want to be sure that you have everything thought out very carefully. Now, I don't know if this is a will. I don't know if it's relating to property. I haven't a clue. All I know is that you're trying to be very, very thoughtful, and you want this information to be kept private for a specific reason. So apparently you're going to want someone like an attorney to be responsible for maintaining this document and for keeping it private until you feel like the information should be shared. And that's all fine, well, and good, but I want you to remember something. Whatever this is relating to, it doesn't seem as if there's what I'd describe as a immediate financial picture with it. But you need to be flexible enough about this so that if you want to change it, you can. Don't set things up in such a way that you try to make sure one size fits everything. You may want to change this, and if that's the case, you need to know that you can have that flexibility to do it. So be wise here, be prudent, and think things through, which apparently you're trying to do very carefully, so that you have it set up where, again, you get what you want, but you also have some flexibility when you're ready to make a change. There's a lot going on in your personal life, and you're a bit frustrated and feeling rather alone because you really don't know of anyone that you can have a total sense of honesty with. And you want to discuss some things and get them out in the open. And I would say, keep your eyes open, pay attention. There may be a person you will be able to have a conversation with that will honor your trust, will not violate your confidence, that you can discuss some things with so that you can feel like you have a way out. I don't know what the personal situation is, but I feel like there's some entanglement here. And you're really trying to get clarity. You need someone that you can talk to that's not going to judge you, someone that's just going to be, if you want information, they'll be honest with you, but they won't judge you. And you don't need that. What you need is information and also someone that's willing to be patient and listen carefully and thoroughly to what you have to say. What's on your mind? What would you like to ask me?
I asked when my son get married. I want to know.
Okay, last night one of your sons got married. What did you want to ask me?
Oh, Now, he doesn't have the girlfriend yet, but I don't know, he's like dating a lot, and then he doesn't have the, like, willing to get married. I want to know what year he can get married.
All right, now, you're asking a question because your voice is very soft. So what I want to be sure is that I'm hearing the question clearly. You have a younger son.
Yes.
And you want to know the year that he's going to get married.
Yes.
All right? I don't know.
Yes.
Your younger son is not really ready for marriage yet, and he knows it.
He's not ready.
He's not ready. How old is he?
Oh. 30 years old.
Yeah, he's too young. He is really wanting to be committed and dedicated to an area of interest that he has. And he feels your concern and wanting him to be married because this is part of the culture and this is something that you expect of him. But he really doesn't want that right now. And that he's got a girlfriend, that's fine. But I wouldn't put any pressure on him.
He doesn't have a girlfriend yet. He's not looking for, but he's not picking.
Well, he doesn't want anybody right now. So it's okay.
Oh.
Don't worry about him. Don't fuss over him. Just say to him, I have full confidence in you. When you decide you've met the right girl and you want to be married, you'll know it. Have faith in him. Whatever you do, don't nag him.
Okay, so another question, can I ask?
Quick like a bunny.
Okay, yeah, my daughter, can she get the program, what she wants? Speech therapy?
Okay, she wants to, your daughter wants to get into speech therapy?
Yeah, master degree, she wants to get into the program. Can she get into?
Oh, yes, she'll be able to get into it, but I think what she's going to find is that there is a particular area of speech therapy involving the brain that she is going to be fascinated with. And I think that she will learn of two professionals in this arena of expertise, and they will be very supportive of her. So absolutely, she should pursue it. But I think it's going to be bringing her into a whole different area of understanding than she ever expected.
Good.
Well, thank you so much, Benny.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are you? Are you in New York City?
New York City, yes.
Well, I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful...
thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a
wonderful evening. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are open, 888-815-9756. If you want to call in and chat with me. I have been sent, I know we've got another caller. We are probably going to be taking a break in just a few seconds. So, caller, I want you to stay on the line because I'm going to not have enough time to start chatting with you until after we come back from break. But I've gotten some wonderful information from a woman by the name of Dorothea, and she's got some information on energy psychology that if we have enough time that I will share with you today. And then I've got some other good things that I wanted to share. My goodness, it's just so many wonderful pieces of material coming my way that I want to give to you. But we're going to take a break for just a moment, and then we'll be right back to talk to you at 888-815-9756. And if I have time, share these other things with you as well. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Lynn.
Okay, dear.
Can
your
you
voice
me,
is very, very faint. So can you speak up a little bit louder?
Oh, sure, Donna. Don't ever accuse me of having a soft voice.
Well, we're having, apparently, there has been, the studio is in California. And are you on a cell phone or on a landline?
I'm on a cell phone, Donna.
That's it.
And I'm calling from Florida.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Donna.
Okay, and this is Lindsay?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A.
Okay. What's happening, Linda, is... Okay, let me just tell you what's going on with a cell phone. Your cell phone was bleeping out, so there's some kind of an interference with your signal. And that's okay. As long as I know that you're on the cell, I'm fine. But that's what I couldn't hear you. And your voice is coming through a little bit better. But with cell phones, there often is a discrepancy in transmission quality. It's really a challenge, especially if someone's moving. So can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes,
okay,
I can.
Okay, good. All right, so let's get down to business. First thing, Linda, that I'm looking at is a need to follow through. Don't let procrastination slip you up. Don't want to self-sabotage with it. And keep your priorities to the minimum. In other words, don't try to have 20 priorities on your plate. Make it 3 or make it 2, whatever works for you. And get those done pronto. Because what is happening here is that you are going to find you're going to have so many interferences, so many interruptions, that you will just become so flustered and frustrated. I don't want you to go there. I don't want you to have to experience that. So if you keep your priorities down to a simple single digit, you're going to be able to get things done. The finances are beginning to fall into place, and that's why you've got to keep your priorities in front of you. If priority 1, 2, and 3 can't be worked on, then you go to 4, 5, and 6. But you keep 1, 2, and 3 right under your nose so you never lose sight of them. That's going to enable you to achieve exactly what you want. It's going to make all the difference in the world. Also, you've got a couple of trips that are going to be what I call long hauls. You're driving, and you need to make sure that you carry with you something to snack on so that you stay alert. Now, this is going to sound a little wacky, but you dehydrate very quickly. And if you have something to eat, you need to make it like fresh fruit or a little munchy, nuts, almonds, something like this. It's going to be easy for your body to digest, but won't cause you to get sleepy. Stay away from the carbs like breads, crackers, things like this. You want it light and easy that you can munch on, keeps your body energy up so that you stay alert and don't get sleepy and sluggish, and you'll meet your timeline in the drive that you make, and your energy will be up too, and you won't have that depletion of low, that usually is caused by low blood sugar. You won't have that effect, and you won't get sleepy at the wheel. So you're going to find yourself on the road driving more than you anticipate. What question do you have for me, Linda?
Well, on the road, can I give you validation first, Donna?
Sure, if you'd like.
Because I felt I owe it to you, and I'm not even home, and I wanted to call you.
when you said to me last year in 2009, you said, get the paperwork. You don't want those tails waggling. I don't want to stay on the air. I know you know what I'm talking about now. At the time, I didn't know what you were saying. I'm seeing an attorney next week because those tails have been waggling, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you telling me with the snack, I am an insulin-dependent diabetic. I take up to 4 shots a day.
Oh, my goodness.
So what you're saying, I understand totally. And I've noticed I've lost I don't feel like drinking. When I eat, I started eating without even drinking anything. And I'm making a conscious effort of saying, like, what did I drink today?
Mm-hmm.
So everything, you just tune into me. Donna, I've been telling myself, because I believe in prayer and affirmations, that I'm going to have a 2010, a good year this year. So you see me getting better with finance. And then maybe will romance ever come into my life? I don't want it unless it's a good, decent person that's like-minded like me.
Well, and that's a good place to start. But I would say keep your focus. The relationship of commitment that you're looking for is within 3 years. So you just keep doing for yourself what you need to do. And by the way, the guest that I had today, Shane Ellison, you need to check out
Hello?
His web. Can you hear me? Linda? Oh, we might have lost the connection. Linda, if you can hear the show, check out the over-the-counter natural prescriptions because you get some wonderful information in there about diabetics and nutritional supplements to assist them. Donna Sebo here, 888-815-9756. I got something that I thought was sort of cute. How to install a home security system. I had to chuckle when I read this one because that is something that everybody seems to be concerned about. Goodness, can you ever think of those days? I know that I had relatives that never, ever locked their doors. I can remember going to Homer, Alaska. People didn't lock their doors. They never were concerned about anybody robbing them. Well, times have changed, haven't they? Well, this I got, and I thought it was cute. It says, how to install a home security system. One, you go to a secondhand store and buy a pair of men's used size 14 to 16 work boots. Two, you place them on your front porch along with a copy of Guns and Ammo magazine. Three, you put a few giant dog dishes next to the boots in the magazine. Four, leave a note on your door that reads, Bubba, Bertha Duke Slim and I went for more ammo and beer. Be back in an hour. Don't mess with the pit bulls. They attacked the mailman this morning and messed him up bad. I don't think killer took part, but it was hard to tell from all the blood. Anyway, I locked all 4 of them in the house. Better wait outside. Be right back. Cooter. I don't know if that would work, but I thought, gives a good visual. This is Donna. Let's go to our caller that's on the line. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Donna. This was Linda. We got disconnected or some technical difficulty, and I apologize.
Yes,
I was just speaking to you.
Yes.
Yes, I was just speaking to you, Donna.
Well, that's fine, hon. What I wanted to say to you, and cell phones drop off, believe me, that's happened today with someone else I was talking to. One of the things I would encourage you to do, the guest I had today, did you happen to hear the interview?
The interview, no.
Okay. If you can, listen to the interview that I had today. Because the gentleman who was my guest, who did over-the-counter natural cures, has information in there on supplements that diabetics can take to help them maintain their insulin levels at a natural level. So I hope that you will consider looking at his website. It's called thepeopleschemist.com.
Donna, that road trip you've seen that I was taking, are those going to be pleasure or are those going to be trips that I must take?
You must take them. This is business. This isn't pleasure. This is business.
Oh, I might be getting a job then.
I don't know what it is, but I'm seeing. I
don't
know.
I know.
I do not know.
It's
okay, hon. I'm going to have to go. I'm out of time.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you,
Linda. Thanks for calling back. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, this hour went by just like a blink. It's been so delightful to share this time with you. Tell your friends about the show. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul, not somebody else. Tomorrow, my guest is going to be Megan Arialt, and we're going to be talking about how you can, if you have horses, massage horses, You have dogs, we're going to tell you how to massage dogs. Don't miss this. Great way of working with animals for their wellness as well. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, right here, live, with some of the best people in the world. Look forward to seeing you and interacting with you tomorrow. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.